Tefillah for Life, Shir 822, Wednesday and Thursday, Parshas Shlach. We are discussing the Midah of Erech Apayim, that the Rabbeinu Shalom extends his anger. And there's a very interesting Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Nun, a fascinating understanding in what Erech Apayim means. The Gemara says that Erech Apayim is really a plural lashon, a double lashon of anger. It should say Erech Af. Apayim is a double lashon. What's the plural Arichus? What's the extension that the Rabbeinu Shlom does that's plural? And the Gemara says something very, very strange. That it's not only that the Rabbeinu Shlom extends his anger, that he doesn't punish immediately, but it also means that the Rabbeinu Shlom extends his chesed, meaning a tzaddik that does a mitzvah doesn't get paid in Olam Hazeh. The Rabbeinu Shlom extends it that he should be able to receive his schar in Olam Abba. And this is something that we struggle with, because many times it seems as if a very good person who constantly does mitzvahs is struggling in this world. He doesn't have parnasa. Chas v'shalom, he seems to be struggling with health or with shidduchim or with something else. And we wonder, why don't his chusim work for him? Why isn't he protected? Why doesn't the Rabbeinu Shlom give him bracha? Because of the chusim, because of the mitzvahs that he's done. And the answer is Erech Apayim, and it's vital to understand this. The same way we understand that it's a chesed for the Rabbeinu Shlom to extend his anger and allow us to do tshuva, it's an equal chesed for the Rabbeinu Shlom to extend his chesed and not give us the schar for our mitzvahs, but rather to wait for Olam Haba. If we would get our schar in Olam Hazeh, we would be embittered. We would be so upset when we came to Olam Haba. We would be shortchanged in a phenomenal way. Nothing in this world can replace what a person's mitzvah is. There is no way any physical schar could compensate for an Olam Haba, for a schus, for what somebody's done. And we have to realize this. Mitzvahs are nitzchias, they are endless. When we dive into the Rabbeinu Shlom, every word is a piece of nitzchias. Every word of tefillah, every word of Torah, every small chesed that we do, every time we don't do something that we shouldn't do, it comes to kedusha. We don't look at something we shouldn't look at. We don't talk to someone we shouldn't be talking to. We have to realize it's all nitzchias. The schar is endless, and there is nothing the Rabbeinu Shlom can give us in this world that will pay up, that will compensate for that schar. And even though the Rabbeinu Shlom wants to, because he sees us suffering, he wants to benefit us. He wants to give us chesed. But he's Erech Apayim. He extends his chesed and he waits for Olam Haba. That we shouldn't get shortchanged on the mitzvahs that we've done. And that is of equal importance in the midah of Erech Apayim. Not only does the Rabbeinu Shlom not punish immediately, but he also doesn't give schar immediately, in order to enable us to get our full schar.